Doug Somke is the father of three young farmers. He takes his role as father, farmer, and advocate seriously. Somke was reelected to serve as president of South Dakota Farmers Union during the organization's 102nd state convention in Huron recently. He joins us now on the phone to discuss the convention. Doug Somke, welcome back to In the Moment.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Let's start with congratulations on the reelection. What makes you could be at the farm, you could be more actively involved in the daily operations of the farm without having this take you away from some of those conversations and responsibilities. Why keep doing this? What motivates you?
Well, just the fact that I had to go through the 80s in those tough times, and that's what really got me involved in Farmers Union. And now I've just continued that and trying to do it for not only myself and my kids, but my grandkids as well. And I've got a strong passion for making sure that family farmers have someone fighting for them. And I think our public servants today need more encouragement from organizations like Farmers Union, and I'm glad to be that part of that leadership.
Let's talk about the convention in Huron and give me an idea of some of the overall policy conversations. What was discussed?
Sure. Yeah, well, we go through our complete policy book from soup to nuts, basically. And then we also have special order of businesses that we approach. And this convention, we wanted to concentrate more on solutions of some of the issues of the day, low prices, the challenges of our deficit in this country. Health care was another one. And we've been strong proponents of promoting people to use ethanol E30, particularly in their non-flex fuel vehicles. So that was another resolution. But one particular one for the state was supporting the South Dakota State University's Precision Agriculture Program. And you know, it's a pretty big project. We felt that not only for South Dakota, but also for the region, that this would be a big step and a feather in the cap of a university like South Dakota to help farmers do better and farm better. And then one other special resolution that we had was an inventory management program that would be a supplement to crop insurance that we feel will help farmers involved in production agriculture commodity-wise to help them manage their inventory better, enhance the soil better, and do this without having any type of a government subsidy. And with the recent tax reform bill that's coming down the pike, and if they implement it the way it's been proposed right now and PAYCO kicks in, we probably won't be seeing programs like ARC and PLC and probably even make it even tougher to have a farm bill. And this tool for crop insurance would be one tool that would help us. And the study that we had done by North Dakota State University shows a lot of potential in that area. It's just a matter of moving forward now and getting RMA to work out the wrinkles.
Tell me how the current tax reform conversations in Washington would make it difficult to have a farm bill. Help me make that connection.
Well, right now they're proposing that's going to raise the deficit by $1.5 trillion. They're not even showing any recovery of income to replace that to the $1 trillion mark. With the current rules of Congress, PAYGO, because we don't want to continue to grow the debt, means that we have to take any non-supplementary positions or payments, for instance, as the ARC payments, the PLC payments, they could no longer be funded, and so they would be limited. Well, when you don't have enough to cover even the $1 trillion, let alone the $1.5, you're going to lose programs like that. You won't lose programs such as CRP. You won't lose programs such as the EQIP or CSP, but you will lose the ARC and PLC type of payments.
And Doug, for those who are listening who don't know, remind us what ARC and PLC are.
PLC is production loss program, and the ARC is the actual revenue program.
So do you, anticipate, when you look at the current tax reform bill, do you anticipate those changes impacting South Dakota farmers and producers in other ways? Clearly, you're making a connection in between what might happen with those programs. Are there other thoughts that you have on the current legislation?
Yeah, I think that we're being misled on the effects of the estate tax on our family farmers. And in South Dakota, the last year, we had 198 individuals, not counting just farmers, but small businesses that were affected by the estate tax, 198. Of those 198, $13,000 was all that was paid in estate taxes from the state of South Dakota. I did see some unofficial figures. I couldn't find the number of how many farmers were affected of those 198, but the numbers that I heard were between 6 and 9. So I don't have them official, but that's what I was told. I guess what I'm saying is it's these are tax breaks that are going to affect and help multinational corporations and very large businesses, and actually probably even some very large farms. But the fact is right now you get $11 million exemption. And I don't know if you can't start a farm or inherit a farm for $11 million, you probably shouldn't be farming. That's probably you probably should be doing something else. I don't know many farmers that would agree that that's not enough. So
let's talk about health. Sorry, Doug. Let's talk about health care a little bit, because that ties into tax reform and also is a major point of conversation among farmers in South Dakota. What during the convention were you able to sort of propose for solutions, or are you sort of stuck with a lot of problems right now?
Yeah, we're stuck with a lot of problems simply because we just can't get past the fact that our insurance companies and our pharmaceuticals aren't being controlled. If you would look at how crop insurance is implemented, Congress, our RMA, controls how much profit those insurance companies on crop insurance can make. There used to be a time when crop insurance companies were making anywhere between 12 and 15% profit. Today, they're cut down to 7% profit. And, most of them that I know of, the people I've talked to, they're very happy with that. They're okay with that. We're limiting how much profit they can make, but we're not doing that on healthcare. We're not doing that on pharmaceuticals, and we're really letting this thing get carried away. We've seen things like EpiPen. Look what happened with that situation. And now, if you look at the tax reform bill, that's going to allow $25 million to be taken out of Medicaid. That greatly affects rural healthcare in South Dakota. So these type of issues, we can't just sweep them under the rug. We've got to pay attention to the actual numbers and the truthful numbers. There's a lot of false information being spread, a lot of myths being spread. But the fact of the matter is we've got to get to a point where this country has to realize that it's important to take care of our people and to take care of the health care needs of our people, especially those in rural areas. It's amazing to me that this Congress is passing a tax reform bill that's going to put $1.5 trillion of debt on our country, on our grandchildren, on my grandchildren. And but yet when we were looking at money for infrastructure, money for health care, money for developing small businesses in areas like South Dakota, we couldn't add to that debt for that, but we sure can add to the debt now to give billionaires and millionaires and multinational corporations, Wall Street, tax breaks when we're seeing record earnings on Wall Street as we speak. This is just unheard of territory, and if you look back through history, every time we've done something like this, we've had a catastrophic disaster within the next 10 years. And these bills as proposed today are going to lead those of us in rural South Dakota and other areas in middle class down a road that we really, really shouldn't be looking at.
What's your response to those who say this this tax plan grows the economy, stimulates the economy?
Give me the plan. Show me the argument. I've seen where Congress doesn't even want to accept their own CBO numbers. Show me where it's going to change that. Show me where we're not going to take the money away from the middle class. Show me. I mean, I'm not from Missouri, but I do want to know the facts. And right now, I'm not seeing any facts. I'm seeing a lot of myths. I'm seeing a lot of misleading information. It'd be wonderful if that was true. But tell me how we're going to get out of this huge debt. And this does absolutely nothing for that. It just amazes me. I don't care, Democrat, Republican, this is not right. What we are doing to this country and just for the multi-rich. If you look at South Dakota IRS reports, you would see that in South Dakota, the majority of the taxes are paid between people that make $30,000 and $250,000 a year. The ultra-rich in this state don't hardly pay anything compared to those in that area. And that's one of the things that we're going to see in the state of South Dakota. Our tax system does not work. I'd love to see this state readjust the taxes the way our taxes are collected in this state. Let's really do something. Let's change and make this state even better, not just the nation.
Doug Somke is president of South Dakota Farmers Union. His farm is in Spink County, South Dakota. Doug, thank you. Come back again in the future. We appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you.